Welcome to this daily news update for September 10th, 2020. I'm Mike Adams, and this is brought to you by Brighteon.social. That's our new social media platform, the Twitter alternative, where you can talk about vaccines, you can talk about liberty, you can talk about God without being banned. What an amazing concept. You can even criticize demonism and Satanism and transgenderism, and you won't be banned. So check that out at Brighteon.social. We've had over 1,000 people join since last night. Yeah, it's really starting to take off. Okay, getting to the news today. The first news item from law enforcement today, warning that, well, there's a billboard outside of Austin now, right on the edge of the city. It says, warning, Austin police defunded, enter at your own risk, back the blue, tmpa.org. This billboard is warning travelers in the police defunded city of Austin to enter at your own risk. Because Austin, which is a city run by libtard lunatics, has decided to defund the Austin police. And in particular, they are defunding forensic sciences, you know, the labs that process fingerprints and blood and hair samples and so on. They're defunding the 911 call center as well. So Austin libtards, when something goes wrong, oh, they're being raped, their house is being broken into, or they're being mugged or robbed, who are they going to call? Well, they can't call 911 anymore because that's all getting defunded. So they'll probably end up calling one of their friends who lives in the country outside of Austin who has a gun, you know, because that's the whole point of calling 911 usually is to have men with guns show up and solve your problem. But when there are no police and there's no 911, what are they going to do? Well, Austin is just going to collapse into lawlessness and homelessness and probably just drug needles all over the place. It'll be another San Francisco because this is what liberals do to every city across America, every city, now in Texas, the capital city. So just incredible. Okay, next story. The rest of these come from Natural News today. Remember the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine that had the trial halted a couple of days ago? It turns out it was halted because one of the participants suffered a severe spinal inflammation disorder. Yeah, what do you know? Because vaccines are toxic, especially when they're made with toxic pro-inflammation ingredients. And this vaccine happens to be made with aborted human baby parts as well. Yes, human fetal tissue is cloned and used to grow the pathogens that are used in these vaccines. It's insane. So that's happening. At least they shut down the trial. For other vaccines, they're just skipping phase 3 trials because Trump is on this mad dash, Operation Warp Speed, trying to push vaccines all across America by November 1st. Makes me wonder, who's dumb enough to sign up for that vaccine? I mean, who's going to raise their hand and say, yeah, inject me with your experimental rushed mad medicine? I mean, I don't know. Is that going to be Democrats? They're usually the pro-vaccine people. Are they the ones dumb enough to raise their hands and say, inject me with your kill shot? I guess we'll find out soon. All right. A dangerous brew. Plastic tea bags release billions of microplastics particles into your drink. This is an interesting story because some people are using plastic tea bags, I guess. You know, I mean, that's what's sold in the stores now. And basically, you're making plastic tea. You're making tea with plastic in it. There's more plastic probably than actual other tea elements in there. So if you love drinking plastic, keep using plastic tea bags. Okay, attack of the 5G palm trees and radiation-emitting fake cactus towers. This is a story today about the erection of palm trees that are fake. They're just 5G towers and cactus. You know, fake saguaro cactus that are just 5G towers. So basically, they're disguising the 5G towers as plants, you know, trees and such, in order to fool people into thinking there's really not that much 5G out here. But there is. Also today, 15 must-have herbs in your survival garden. These are medicinal plants that you need to have. You need to be growing because they are natural antibiotics. And just real quickly, the list includes basil, echinacea, chamomile, garlic, ginger, dandelion, lemon balm, mint, plantain, sage, and turmeric. I grow quite a bit of turmeric, by the way. and it's real easy to grow as long as you keep the soil moist and warm. But there you go. Okay, next story. Double-faced Disney threatens pro-life state of Georgia, yet ignores Chinese human rights abuses. This is all about the new movie. What is it? Mulan, out of Disney, which thanks a Chinese province in the credits of the film. It's thanked, even though that's the province where they run the concentration camps and the organ harvesting centers. Now, Disney has no problem whatsoever with making movies with an anti-human rights communist regime, but Disney had a big problem with the state of Georgia saying that it supported life and was going to protect the lives of unborn children. So if you're Disney, you love to just kill little kids. You love organ harvesting. You love organ trafficking. You know, the red trade of body parts trafficking. That Disney's all into that. Disney's all about harming children, killing children, stabbing them with scalpels, cutting off their heads shortly after they're born and calling it, you know, women's health. This is Disney today. No wonder Disney is also pushing LGBT characters in their movies now. They're going to have, you know, lesbians and transgenders and, you know, he, she, mermaid, gender fluid lunatics starring in all their animated films now to try to indoctrinate children into being basically, you know, sex trafficked little slaves of the globalists. This is what Disney is all about. And if you go back to the history of the founder, Walt Disney, it's no surprise. You know, beware of, you know, wealthy cultural leaders who like to surround themselves with little children all the time. Something's not right about that. All right, Senator Cotton and Senator Loeffler have introduced some Senate bills to crack down on rioters. So that's some good news. Also today, the public health experts are leaning towards fast results for COVID-19 testing. Instead of accuracy, they're going for speed. I mean, since 90% of the test results are fake anyway, they're 90% false positive. They're like, well, who cares if they're accurate? So they're just going for speed so they can have results in a few minutes instead of a few hours or a few days. They want to be able to show in a few minutes that they have fake false positives, because this is necessary to, you know, to keep pushing their agenda that the pandemic is getting worse, even though actual deaths are now approaching zero per, you know, new deaths per day. All right, news from outer space. An asteroid the size of 2 football fields will just barely miss the Earth next week. Well, that's interesting. And what we're just finding out about this now, it's got a diameter of, 390 feet. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like 2 football fields. Sounds like something smaller than 2 football fields. Who's doing the math on this? Okay, anyways, 390 feet in diameter. I think, oh, they're saying bigger than 2 football fields stacked together horizontally. Okay. All right. That makes sense. So if you look up in the sky and you see a giant football field, then you'll know what's going on. By the way, the NFL now means Black Lives Matter. The NFL is a joke. The NBA is a joke. It's turning professional sports into virtue signaling, you know, social activism campaigns. They're no longer interested in playing sports, which is why no one's watching them anymore. Professional sports is over. Don't give them any of your money or attention. All right, another story today. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton slams the sham investigation by Durham. And this gets to the point, where are the arrests of the deep state traitors? Where are the arrests? How come James Comey isn't having a perp walk in handcuffs, or John Brennan, or Andrew McCabe, or Hillary Clinton, for God's sake? What about just Joe Biden himself, for all his corruption dealing with Ukraine and China, getting kickbacks for his family members while he's sharing trade secrets and military secrets with China? None of these people are going to jail. That means that there is no justice. There is no equal protection under the law. There's no equality whatsoever. It's just the elite criminals ruling over you while they scam and scheme and steal and loot the country. You are told to stay home, shut up. You can't even go to a hair salon in San Francisco, even though Nancy Pelosi can. I mean, it's a giant slave camp is what this country has come down to. Okay, let's see. Next item here. Oh, yes. a couple of videos here. I have now posted a video of why Glocks suck for everyday carry because the magazines fall out. You can watch my video to understand why. There's a physics reason for that. I've also posted a video. This is at prepwithmike.com, a podcast, actually, a homework assignment for you to think about how are you going to take back your house if you are overrun by Antifa and you have to evacuate? How do you take back your house? How do you take back your neighborhood? And come to think of it, how do you take back your country? You can find those podcasts and videos at prepwithmike.com. Just go to that .com address in your browser. You'll be able to see it. And finally, if you want to follow me on brighttown.social, my username there is at healthranger. Amazingly, the name was available when I grabbed it a month ago before we told anybody about the site. So I was able to get my own name, at healthranger. So you can follow me there, and I'll give you near real-time intel updates, teasers and updates on many different things, activities happening and so on, things that are coming out soon, previews. So check that out at brighteon.social. Be sure to join there yourself, and you can start posting and exercising your freedom to speak. So that's it for today, September 10th, 2020. Oh my gosh, tomorrow's the 11th, 9/11. Watch out, beware. That's a day that the enemies of America might use to try to launch some crazy event to harm this nation even more than they have already. So be careful. Maybe don't go into the city tomorrow, you know? That might be where some of the targets are. Who knows? Just be cautious. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.